Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem.
Whether you're navigating hot flashes, chasing new passions, or just trying to remember why you walked into a room.
We got you. Every week, we bring you tips, real-life stories, and expert advice to help you laugh, learn, and thrive through this wild midlife journey. And we're on WDJY FM 99.1 every Monday morning at 9 a.m. So to all our ATL listeners, thank you for tuning in.
So grab your favorite drink and settle in for some laughs and insight. You're in good company.
Christmas movie showdown is about to begin. And today we have a guest with us, returning guest, Paige. Welcome, Paige.
A returning champion. 99 pounds.
Wow.
31. Coming again. Hello, everybody.
It's going to be fun. Happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah, that time of year. That time of year. Paige wants to watch a Christmas movie every day, and I'm just not.
I make my grandkids. Yeah, I make my grandkids watch it with me. There's a new one out this year called Dear Santa, where a kid is dyslexic and can't spell well. Aww. So instead of writing Dear Santa, he wrote Dear Satan.
No!
Yes!
Wait, there's another one. I think it's called That Christmas or This Christmas.
Oh, okay.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Is that the one you watched the other day?
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, she loved it.
Oh, I'll have to try that one.
It sounded cute.
Do you see the first question?
Yes.
I did not.
So
okay, start game.
Yes.
Here we go.
So we're playing a game on BuzzFeed.
Guys, we have...
Who wants to do it?
I don't care. I can do it.
Okay, you do it.
Okay, first is... Oh, this is going to be really tough for me. Christmas Vacation or Love Actually?
Ooh, that's
ooh.
What I have.
Ooh.
The prelims were different.
Okay.
Oh. The quiz is the same.
Oh, okay. So I'm still in prelims.
Oh.
So we'll just do yours then.
Well, that's my movies. What do you guys like more?
I'm going to go with Christmas Vacation.
Me too.
That's
me
a
too.
Staple.
Yeah.
I laugh.
Love Actually is really a good movie.
It is
really,
good.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you laugh a lot more in.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
That was the winner.
Ah.
Okay. Jack Frost or Home Alone?
Jack Frost is so cute.
So cute. But Home Alone. Another...
Again, a staple.
I know.
Home Alone is a staple.
Okay. Home Alone.
Yep. Home Alone.
Okay. The next one is... Love the Coopers, 2019. I don't think I've seen that one.
Seen that.
And Fallen Angel, 2003.
I don't know either of those.
Me either. Interesting. Okay.
So, what title do you guys like more?
Fallen Angel.
Fallen Angel. Yep.
Sure.
Okay, next one. The Bishop's Wife from 1947 or Remember the Night, 1940.
Okay.
1940,
again.
Remember the Night. That was a great movie.
Okay. There we go. Remember the Night
if
it is.
If anybody hasn't seen that, you got to watch
it. And it's the most popular one. Okay.
A Season for Miracles from 1999 or A Christmas Visitor from 2002.
Ooh.
I would say A Season for Miracles.
There are a lot of Christmas movies. There are a lot.
Okay. And again, we picked the winner.
Yeah.
Most popular.
Are they saying that's what we picked as the winner, or
I don't know.
No, I think that's like the.
I think it's the consensus. Yeah, of all of them.
The Mistletoes from 2012 or Happiest Season from 2020. Happiest Season.
Hands down.
I love that movie.
Okay,
so good. The Noel Diary from 2022 or The Little Drummer Boy from 1968. Oh, Little Drummer Boy. It's a staple.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, Elf or White Christmas? Elf cracks me up. I'm always going to go for him.
I'm not a big fan, but...
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people say that.
Okay. Okay, Elf.
I mean, I'm going to go with White Christmas.
Oh, no. We'll go for you. It's your podcast.
You're so funny.
We both don't like Elf. So.
Well, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell. Obnoxious. Okay, yeah, me too.
I like Will Ferrell, but that's obnoxious.
Okay.
I know it. While you were sleeping, a Charlie Brown Christmas.
A Charlie Brown Christmas. Hands down. And it's saying all of our choices are winners, so I'm not really sure, but I would know. Like to
There's
think
no
it's interesting.
You're picking the most.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, there is a way.
Noelle from 2019 or The Family Stone from 2005?
Molly loves The Family Stone.
Really?
Does
she?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it either, but...
I have.
I feel like it would be better than Noelle.
Yeah.
Let's do Family Stone.
Okay, Family Stone. Winner.
Winner.
Yeah, that sums up.
Holiday Affair from 1949 or Frosty the Snowman.
It has to be Frosty.
Yes. Okay. The Holiday from 2006. That's with Jack Black.
Yes.
Or The Year Without a Santa Claus.
The Holiday Hands Down.
I'm doing A Year Without a Santa Claus. These are classics.
I am doing A Year Without a Santa Claus too, because it is a classic.
Oh, but The Holiday's my favorite.
The Abominable Snowman's in that one.
Oh, okay. True. Mickey Once Upon a Time Christmas from 1999. Or The Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
Okay, I know I've seen the first Santa Claus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe even the second.
Yeah.
But I've never seen the third.
Either.
And I feel like by the time they do a third, it's like, okay, we're over it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
probably is lame.
Mickey's is, it's a staple.
I don't love Disney.
No?
I love
all the Santa Claus movies. So,
Okay, Santa Claus.
Ta da!
Wow. It is the winner.
Okay. How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 2000. Or The Muppet Christmas Carol.
I gotta go with Grinch.
Grinch.
I love Grinch. 100%.
I'm not a Muppets girl.
No, me either.
Okay, next one. A Christmas Story from 1983 or Christmas in Connecticut, 1945.
Christmas Story, hands down.
Yeah. I can't believe, I didn't realize it was only 1983.
I thought it was older than that, too. What? Yeah. I thought it was older
Christmas
than that.
Okay, yeah. Here we go, guys.
That's early 80s, though. That's
yeah, I just felt like it was way before that. Die Hard, 1988, or Miracle on 34th Street.
Miracle on 34th Street. Also, can we please talk about why is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Because it's at Christmas time.
It's so
But it's
what?
Not. I know.
It's not like one of those heartwarming, like... Oh, let's sit on the couch as a family.
Look at the next
I think it's the most debatable Christmas movie, right?
Absolutely.
Is it or is it not? Oh, okay. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York from 1992, or It's a Wonderful Life.
My all-time favorite Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
It has to be.
I'm sorry, it's the best.
Yes, Virginia, there really is a Santa Claus.
A Christmas Carol from 2009, or The Santa Claus from 94. I love A Christmas Carol. It's a great story, and that's a good one that they did.
Okay.
There's several versions, but that's a really good one.
I would go more for like a deep message
Santa Claus.
Heart, like touching. Yeah, Christmas
Carol. Okay, Christmas Carol. Little
Makes
Timmy.
You think,
yeah.
Wow, Rudolph.
This is tough.
Sorry.
This is tough. Well, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 1986, which is the cartoon version.
Right.
Or the Rudolph, the claymation. Like, that's the staple.
It's the staple
it
from
is.
1964.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're Hands both. Down. I honestly, they're both staples, but I feel like the new Grinch is probably more popular than the old cartoon.
100%.
I just don't even care about the Grinch when it comes to Rudolph.
It has to be
He's
Rudolph.
He's so cute.
Yes.
He's adorable.
Yes.
And he says, she said I was cute. The Santa Claus 2 or Scrooge?
Scrooge. Do you remember that?
Bill Murray.
That was
a
good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about that movie.
The Polar Express or The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
Easily
that's hard.
Polar Express.
That is not hard.
And we actually went on that
hard,
up north. I took the kids,
grandkids
when they were little. Yeah.
Okay, Polar Express.
I don't like the Halloween feel during Christmas time. I'm like, I want Christmas happy, very, like, magic.
Right.
Yeah, magical.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town or Christmas Vacation?
Mm. Oh, Christmas Vacation.
Oh, my gosh,
Christmas
what are they making us decide between our favorites?
I know, it's hard.
It seems like it, yeah.
Very hard.
Okay.
Home Alone or Fallen Angel. They are doing this
Home Alone.
To us.
Mm-hmm. Home Alone.
Home Alone.
This is cool. Listeners, get ready. Remember the Night or A Season for Miracles?
A Season for Miracles.
A Season for Miracles.
Great. Happiest Season or The Little Drummer Boy?
Happiest
Little
Season.
Oh, okay.
Little Drummer Boy.
I know. I was going to say
Little
Drummer Boy.
I don't like Little Drummer Boy.
You don't like it?
You can go with it. It's 2-1.
Okay.
Happiest Season is one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Just a classic I can't shy away from. White Christmas or a Charlie Brown Christmas?
Oh, gosh.
Charlie Brown.
I love both, but we got to go with Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, the Family Stone, again.
Yeah.
Or Frosty. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, The Year Without a Santa Claus, 1974. Oh, or the Santa Claus 3. I don't know. I think The Year Without the Santa Claus.
Yeah, I agree.
And next up we have How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 2000 and A Christmas Story from 1983.
Come on. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
I'm still going A Christmas Story. What do you
think? Yeah.
Okay, Christmas Story it is. Okay. Next is Miracle on 34th Street from 1947, or It's a Wonderful Life.
I know, they're killing torture.
I know.
I have to go with It's a Wonderful Life just because it's my favorite.
Miracle on 34th.
Right. Okay, so I'm the breaking one. Yep. Oh my gosh. It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, I just have to go with It's a Wonderful Life. There really is a Santa Claus. A Christmas Carol, 2009, or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Rudolph,
100%.
They're torturing us at this point.
Yeah, this is hard.
Okay, Scrooge from 1988 or the Polar Express from 2004? Polar Express, for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Christmas Vacation or Home Alone?
Christmas Vacation.
I love Christmas Vacation.
Okay,
yeah,
Christmas Vacation.
It's one of my faves. A Season for Miracles or The Little Drummer Boy? Okay, here I would probably say
Drummer Boy.
Okay.
That's a staple. Compared to that other one. Charlie Brown Christmas or Frosty the Snowman? I say Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're nearing the end.
Ooh.
The Year Without a Santa Claus or Christmas Story? Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
I'm getting nervous.
Me too.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Or Rudolph.
Oh, my gosh. They're both so iconic.
I know. Why are they doing this to us?
Vote number one, Rudolph. Oh.
I guess I have to go with that because I was going to say Wonderful.
Wow. I love that one too, but.
He's got to be the most popular movie.
Oh gosh, Polar Express or Christmas Vacation? This is really hard for Paige because those are her two favorites.
This is very hard.
Christmas Vacation.
Have you been on the Polar Express?
No.
You need to go.
I know.
You have to book in advance. Like, book now for next year.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Just okay, I'm going to go with the Polar Express because I like how touching it is.
Yeah. I do too.
I love Christmas Vacation.
When it comes to touching or touching my heart or laughing.
Yeah. Okay. Polar Express. I'm with Paige on this one. Sorry.
You guys are too mushy. Little Drummer Boy or Charlie Brown? Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. It's got to be Charlie Brown.
A Christmas Story or Rudolph?
Rudolph.
It's gotta be Rudolph. It's like the iconic.
It's the epitome of Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Here's another hard one.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Polar Express or Charlie Brown Christmas?
Charlie Brown.
Get him. The finals. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or... Or let's say this, the finals, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer versus A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh! Charlie Brown. And the winner is 2% chose A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Wow. Only 2%?
I know, that's shocking.
Wait,
does this tell us what the top is?
Top four. The Rudolph is 3% of people chose.
Charlie.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Browns.
Wait, what's up here?
Yeah.
Top 8. Top 16. So it was elimination.
Okay.
From
it was showing our results.
We did like a bracket Christmas movies.
Yeah. That was fun. That was really fun.
So my all-time favorite Christmas movie, and sometimes I watch it in July or all throughout the year, if it's available streaming, is Four Christmases.
Oh, yes. My gosh. I'm surprised that wasn't in there.
They did a lot of classic.
They did.
But that's my ultimate favorite movie.
Except for they had Happy Season, which is weird.
I know. That's not a classic.
There's quite a few, I think, that weren't in there. But
yeah.
When they go to his dad's house with the brothers,
that's so funny. The whole thing is
Ashley, funny. It's hilarious.
I'm going to do it, too.
That house, you find obnoxious.
Extremely. Yeah, that's like the worst part of the movie for me.
Oh my gosh. But when he's on the roof.
Yes. And the cord is like.
Oh gosh.
Wait, I love in movies or TV shows when they make, like in 34th Street, when it's like, they like, you know, look at each other and they're like, all, like the adults look at each other like,
yeah.
Oh, like yeah. Is this, like this is really real.
Yeah.
And on I Love Lucy, they all dressed up as Santa Claus to surprise little Ricky. Right. And then they're all in the kitchen like, okay, now we're all Santa Claus. And Fred walks in as dressed as Santa Claus too. And then there's five of them. Oh, and they're looking at each other and they're like. And they look, and they all pull their beards down, and then Lucy goes and pulls the one guy's beard down, and it doesn't move.
And
he goes, ow. And then all of a sudden, he dissipates. And they look at each other like,
I don't remember that episode. So cute.
Oh, my gosh. Ash, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
It's really hard to pick one, but
it is.
I feel like I can't, it's a toss-up. I cannot get through the Christmas season without seeing It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
But also Christmas Vacation.
Ooh.
Which are very different. One's heartwarming, one's funny.
But both great movies.
Yeah, I love them both.
Smash or pass on these favorite holiday movie characters?
Pass. The Grinch?
The Grinch.
I don't know, he could be a little kinky.
Smash. Smash.
Y'all are crazy.
Oh, 73%
said pass.
Oh my gosh.
They did.
Oh, now how about the Santa Claus with Tim Allen? I love it.
Are there any women in here? We got any female characters?
Maybe.
I want
to. I like
smash
it.
Smash.
Okay.
Ash?
Sure.
Okay, you're not.
That sentence.
Give me a few drinks before or shots.
Wow, pass.
Oh,
do
a lot of passes.
Do you not like any of the Christmas characters? I don't understand what's happening here.
Oh,
here we go again. What about John
Hard
McClane?
Hard smash. I have always had a huge crush on him.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Smash.
Bruce Willis. Smash all the way.
He was actually so, yeah. I love his movies too. My brother actually looks like him.
Look at
it. Oh, it's very close.
It's almost 50-50.
It's very close.
George Bailey.
Smash.
Smash.
He's so cute.
100%
And he's so good looking.
Oh no, 60% of people say pass.
People are crazy.
Now hear me out. Jesper from Claws.
I'm not even familiar with
that. Don't remember. I know I've seen it, but I don't remember the show very well.
I'm going to pass.
I'm going to say he's probably a really cute character, but.
Claws with a K.
Oh, a lot of passes on
there. Yeah, mostly passes.
Jake Russell from Falling for Christmas.
I like him. He's cute. Smash.
He's all right. I guess if I'm drunk.
Wait. Jack?
No.
That's pretty close.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That one's pretty close. Okay.
Oh, Brad from Four Christmases. Smash.
Aww, you know what? People, yeah. I told you guys a story. Jeff, my ex, used to always say that people told him he looked like him. And we were in Miami one time in an elevator. And we had just talked about it. And I was like, full of it. And somebody in the elevator goes, oh my God, you look. And I was like,
that's funny.
No way. Yeah. Okay.
Tobin from Let It Snow. Don't know.
Me either.
He looks way too young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
We'll pass.
Gotta pass.
And that one was pretty
close,
too.
Paige has a really cute Christmas box under her tree, and it is chewed up.
Oh, by the puppies.
Super cute, but her dog got a hold of it.
She has issues.
Okay, Tag from Love Hard.
Don't know you.
Is that a Christmas? He is someone I would have smashed back in the day.
He literally annoys me looking at him.
I don't know. Pass.
He is not.
Back in the day,
that one was pretty close, too.
Oh, Clark.
Smash.
Clark, smash.
What? Yeah. Oh, guys. Look at all the passes. Clark 80% Griswold. Passes.
No way. He's iconic.
Jamie Bennett. It doesn't even say what movie.
No.
He's from, I think, Love Actually. Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Pass. We're all passing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
How about my boy Jason from Violent Night?
Mm.
No idea.
No, thank you. I'll take your sweater, though.
Looks very boring.
It looks like ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah. Oh, ugly. It was cute.
Okay, last one. Smash or Pass. Angus Tully from The Holdovers. I don't even know these movies.
I know. He looks very young.
Okay, smash.
We'll smash him.
All right.
We'll smash him.
There you go.
Yay! We'll smash him.
You know what? I think every one of those was majority pass.
Yeah.
Every single one.
That was interesting. Why people don't like, maybe they just don't like
maybe
Christmas
movies. Maybe
they're
just like thinking way
and
too
And there was
hard.
Not one
like,
woman.
Just take it as it is. Do you want to smash him or not? Maybe they're like thinking deep. Like, well, what about that one time when he talks to his...
Right? Yeah. Probably. True. But I don't, a lot of those movies I didn't know. But also, I'm really insulted that there were no women.
Like I said...
Yeah.
They were all men.
Yeah, that was fine.
So who would be your favorite woman then?
I would smash... Well, it would be more of a smash pass situation. But if what about the girl, the elf, the girl that he likes?
I would smash her.
Okay. Smash. I think I would go smash her.
But I got to go with Kristen on Happiest
Stewart,
Season.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart.
Oh.
What about the girlfriend?
I love her in everything. No, she has weird eyes. I would pass her.
Okay, what about...
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
So I would pick Goldie Hawn from The Christmas Chronicles.
Oh.
Ooh, she plays Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to smash?
Oh,
yeah.
Smash.
Goldie
Hawn. 100%.
What about the,
I would smash her
mom,
any, at any decade of her life.
Right?
She was, she's still hot.
So
what
amazing.
About,
she's so amazing.
The mom from Elf.
The mom.
Pass. She's pretty
okay.
I don't remember.
The dark hair.
What about Clark's wife?
She's a mom.
Oh, Clark's wife. Good one.
Christmas Vacation.
Mm.
I would smash.
I think smash.
Smash. 100% smash.
I do think smash.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Pass so hard on the daughter.
Yes.
Like she's.
Yeah. She reminds
annoying.
Me of my friend that you really don't like. Don't say her name.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Wait. How about,
don't
say
her
name. Girl.
Huh?
What is another Christmas female?
Okay, how about Home Alone? The mom from Home Alone.
Oh, what's she
She's Moira
she's
on
like,
Schitt's Creek.
Oh, smash, smash.
Smash,
I'm
yeah,
like, make me laugh,
good.
Bitch.
Yes.
Wow, she's hilarious. Yeah. I love when he says, I hope I wake up and none of, like, I love the way he talks and he's like, and she's like, you're going to regret that. And he's like, no, I won't. And he goes up into the creepy attic. What does he say?
I never see
say?
You, any
never,
of you ever again, or something like
he's
that.
Adorable.
Yes. Get upstairs.
I am upstairs, dummy.
The third floor?
Go.
It's scary up there.
Don't be silly. Floor will be up in a little while.
I don't want a super floor. You know about him. He wipes the bed. He'll pee all over me.
Me?
I know it.
Fine. We'll put him somewhere else.
I'm sorry.
It's too late. Get upstairs.
Everyone in this family hates me.
Then maybe you should ask Sam for a new family.
I don't want a new family. I don't want any family. Families suck.
Just stay up there. I don't want to see you again for the rest of the night.
I don't want to see you again for the rest of my whole life. And I don't want to see anybody else either.
I hope you don't mean that.
Oh,
you'd
that's
feel
scary.
Pretty sad if
I
you
know.
Woke up tomorrow morning and
yep.
you didn't have a family.
Hmm.
No, I wouldn't.
Then say it again. Maybe it'll happen.
Oh. I hope I never see any jerks again.
I have to watch that again.
Oh,
I have to, and
it's
my
so
grandkids
good.
Have already seen it, but they'll have to sit through it again with me because
it's
such
one,
a
though.
Classic.
The kids should love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that is funny. Thank you, Paige, for drawing that up for us right
welcome.
In time. Our techno queen.
Yes. What about Reese Witherspoon on Four Christmases?
Oh, smash 1,000 times.
100%.
Paige loves Reese.
I do too.
Her.
I
yeah,
do
she's
too.
So cute.
Yeah, just as much almost as Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Reese has ever done anything that I
she's
don't.
She's wonderful.
Like.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
in
I
that
like
movie,
her.
Hilarious.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, she's
from
awesome.
The opening scene where
I
they
love-
like are in the bar. And they're role playing,
yeah.
But I love how the camera crew comes up to them at the airport and they're like, in all their Hawaii
gear. And he's all,
yeah.
And she's like, what he's trying to say is.
Oh, yes. She's great because she plays a lot of different roles. and she's good at all of them. Mm-hmm. She can do serious member, Little Big Lies or Big Little Lies, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
She did great in that. Yeah. That was great. And then Little Fires Everywhere. Did you see that one?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, you have to watch that one. It's really good.
There was one where she was hiking, and it was kind of a long...
Wild. It's called Wild.
I mean, it was kind of mellow, but I still liked
again,
it because she was in it.
Very different character.
Yeah, very different character for her. But yeah, love her. We love you, Reese.
All right,
she's the best.
So let us know what your favorite Christmas movies are and who you would smash or pass as far as Christmas characters.
Yeah.
There's so many that we didn't even touch on.
I know. There's too many
to
list.
Of Christmas
Way
movies.
Way too many.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If anybody has seen that I Love Lucy episode I talked about, you should comment.
Yes, please. Comment.
I Love Lucy. We love her.
We love her.
We love her.
I just watched something about her not too long ago, some interviews that were fed up to me, and when she was much older, and reflecting on her life, what an iconic,
she's such an icon
woman, and just so naturally funny, and her love with Desi Arnaz.
I know.
That love story.
And their last conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. He's on the phone.
The letter he wrote her.
Uh-huh. Yes. That's crazy.
I know.
So sweet.
I know.
It was a pleasure being on this podcast. Thank you all for listening to my voice.
Thank you, Paige, for
joining us.
You're welcome. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you love today's episode, hit the subscribe button so you can never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Please also connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.
Until next time, keep thriving, keep laughing, and keep embracing every crazy, wonderful minute of this midlife adventure.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.